Hey campers, welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Hey friends, it is so good to have you join me this week for another story from the Bible. My name is John Drabert. I'm the director of Covenant Bay Bible Camp. We are almost at Easter, and we are going to be looking at a story today that happens just prior to the Easter story, a week before that, in fact. And so before we get into the story, there are a couple of things I'd like to tell you about. If you hop onto our website, covenantbay.ca, you're going to find some new resources for families to help you navigate time at home as a family. Some of the resources will include summer camp activities such as games, crafts, online chapel, cabin time, which is like a group discussion, and a bit more. So we are always wanting to learn, and if you have any ideas for us and for these resources that we're offering, I'd love to hear them, and you can share them with me. Our purpose at Covenant Bay is to promote a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. So we hope that these resources will help you navigate time at home and grow in that relationship with Jesus. Well, today we are going to learn that Jesus is our Messiah, that he saves us from our sin, and that we can celebrate the fact that Jesus is our Messiah. The story is called The Triumphant Entry, and it can be found in Matthew chapter 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, or John chapter 12. Now, these four books that I've just listed are the Gospels, and they can be located at the start of the New Testament within your Bible. Well, I grew up in a small town in Alberta, Canada, and it is very much a Western town, and the little parade in that town reflected the cowboy and country culture that all our neighbors and friends were a part of. Now, I have a couple of favorite memories from this parade. My second favorite part of this parade was the miniature horses that would be pulling a trailer. And they looked so fun because they were really well groomed and they kind of looked almost majestic, but they were like not much bigger than a really big dog. And so it was kind of a bizarre thing. And then my most favorite part of this parade was that they would throw candy to all the kids. And they still do this today. It's really kind of cool. Now we would race to pick up as much candy as we could, and we would then trade for our favorites with the other kids around us, and you know, they're just some really neat things. My favorite candies that they would throw out would be those square cubed caramels, and those, they're still really good. Anyway, parades are a celebration, you know, whether it be a town parade celebrating the history of the town or some event. It's one of the ways that we celebrate in our culture. And today's story is about an impromptu parade that was celebrating Jesus being the Messiah. Now, we can also celebrate that Jesus is our Messiah. Now, last week we heard about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, and that was an absolutely incredible miracle. And people were talking about this and the many other miracles that Jesus was performing at that time. Jesus was growing in his popularity, and each and every week there seemed to be more and more people following him. The crowds were getting so big. They would be talking about lots of the different miracles. Some of the miracles that we've read about, like the 10 lepers who were healed, or the blind person that was able to see, or the feeding of the 5,000. People wanted to see Jesus doing miracles, and they wanted to see if he truly was the Messiah. Now, something that we need to know is that the Roman Empire had conquered Israel and was the ruling authority there, and many of the other places in the world too. Now, the Israelites, they hated this because the Romans were not good to them, and they made life difficult. They put heavy burdens on them, and the Israelites had to pay taxes to the Roman Empire. Now, it had been written in Scripture that there would be a Messiah or a deliverer that would come out of the nation of Israel that would save the Israelites. Needless to say, everyone was looking for this Messiah, wondering who it might be. And many thought Jesus might just be the Messiah. Now, they were right. It turned out to be that Jesus was the Messiah. But they were also wrong. They thought the Messiah would deliver them from the Roman Empire. But Jesus was looking to deliver them from sin. Now, no matter how much the Israelites tried to not sin and be good enough for God, they kept missing the mark. And they were sinful people, just like I am and just like you are. Well, in this story, the Israelites didn't yet understand what it was Jesus was going to deliver them from. They were still looking for a person to save them from the Roman Empire. Even the disciples thought this. Now, Jesus had been teaching and healing, and his popularity grew, and so did the crowds following him. In fact, this must have been exhausting for Jesus. Now, Jesus had been teaching and healing, and his popularity was growing, and so were the crowds that were following him. And so, at this point in the story, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he was walking ahead of his disciples. Maybe it was so he could have some time alone to pray and to collect his thoughts. Now, if you think about some of the big cities that you know of, you can probably think of some of the smaller communities around those cities. Well, Jerusalem was a big city, and it had small villages all around it. And people were gathering to celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem that week. And so the city was full. It was abuzz with people. There were so many people in Jerusalem that they were also in the villages surrounding Jerusalem. There was a lot of people. Friends and family who had not seen each other for a long time were eager to find one another and be together again. Well, Jesus was walking towards Jerusalem and came to the village of Bethpage and Bethany, which were just a few miles outside of Jerusalem. He waits for the disciples to catch up, and then he instructs two of the disciples to go into the town where they would find a young donkey that had never been ridden before. And he told them to bring it back to him. And if anyone asks, just say, "The Lord needs it." Well, amazingly, when the two disciples go into town, everything happens exactly as Jesus said. Somebody did ask them, and they said, "Well, the Lord needs it." They brought the donkey back to Jesus, and the disciples, they put their garments on the donkey, and Jesus climbed on the donkey's back. Now, word must have already spread that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, and the crowds were forming, and they had lined the road from Bethany to Jerusalem. The parade had begun. I imagine that people ran to the roadside dancing and celebrating Jesus, thinking he's the Messiah. Now, it wouldn't surprise me at all if some had tambourines and others had other small instruments, and they were singing and they were shouting, praising his end. They would have said things like, "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven, and glory in highest heaven." People were grabbing palm branches and other leafy branches and putting them on the road. And they would grab garments, you know, jackets and other things, and they would put those on the road. And they would make this impromptu red carpet for this parade, giving Jesus the royal treatment. The entire city of Jerusalem and all the villages was in an uproar. Who is this guy? Riding in on a donkey, getting this huge parade. Everyone was talking about Jesus. Some asked, who didn't know much or anything about Jesus, "Who is this guy?" And people would say, "It's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth." Then I imagine they would tell stories of Jesus, how he had done miracles and taught the people, and it was just an incredible time. Now, the Pharisees, who, you know, they were the religious leaders, they were angry with that Jesus would get all this attention, and they wanted Jesus to rebuke these people for doing this, but Jesus never did that. He didn't stop this celebration. He let it go on. Well, Jesus checked things out at the temple in Jerusalem, and because it was already late in the day, he went back to Bethany, where he was staying. And that's the story of Jesus and the triumphant entry. Well, just like people in Israel celebrated Jesus being the Messiah, we can celebrate this too. The Israelites, they were mixed up as to what Jesus was going to save them from. But we know, because of what the scriptures teach us, that Jesus is saving us from sin. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus is our Messiah. He saves us from sin. We can celebrate this reality that Jesus is our Messiah. Well, Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Easter. This year, in 2020, it is on April 5th, and Christians use this day to remember Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and that he is our Messiah, and that he does save us from sin. So, I suggest that you plan a small celebration with just the people who are in your home. Tell each other why Jesus is so great. And you can have some good food and listen or play to some fun music that celebrates Jesus. Remember, Jesus is our Messiah. He saves us from sin. And that, my friends, is worth celebrating. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. It's been a lot of fun for me to tell you this story. Before I let you go, I have a growth tip for you. A way for you to grow in relationship with Jesus. You know, sometimes when I am scared or I get anxious, it's hard for me to remember how big and powerful God is and that he loves me and you so much. I recommend that you take some time and write down all the amazing things that you can remember about God. It might be things he has done or traits about his character. For example, my list might look something like this. God has healed my wife. God loves me. God has provided for me. And then I'd write a bunch of other things that help me remember. Now you can make your own list and then add to that list anytime you want. Then when you're worried or anxious or afraid, just start reading your list and you will remember how big and awesome your God is and that he loves you so much. It's been so good to be with you again this week. Next week, we are going to be hearing the story of Jesus' death. It's a really difficult and gruesome story, but it is critical for each one of us to know this story. So be sure to join us next week. Remember, the story of Jesus' triumphant entry is recorded in each of the Gospels. Each author records slightly different details, which makes the story really quite interesting. You can read this story for yourself in Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, or John 12. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. You can learn more about us at covenantbay.ca. Please share this with your friends and family and encourage someone else to grow in relationship with Jesus. Until our next story, have a great week.